Night, Disc 4.
At the entrance to the camp, SS officers were waiting for us. We were counted, then we were directed to the Appelplatz. The orders were given over the loudspeakers. Form ranks of fives, groups of 100, 5 steps forward. I tightened my grip on my father's hand. The old familiar fear not to lose him. Very close to us stood the tall chimney of the crematorium's furnace. It no longer impressed us. It barely drew our attention. A veteran of Buchenwald told us that we would be taking a shower and afterward be sent to different blocks. The idea of a hot shower fascinated me. My father didn't say a word. He was breathing heavily beside me. "Father," I said, "just another moment. Soon we'll be able to lie down. You'll be able to rest." He didn't answer. I myself was so weary that his silence left me indifferent. My only wish was to take the shower as soon as possible and lie down on a cot. Only it wasn't easy to reach the showers. Hundreds of prisoners crowded the area. The guards seemed unable to restore order. They were lashing out left and right to no avail. Some prisoners who didn't have the strength to jostle or even to stand sat down in the snow. My father wanted to do the same. He was moaning, "I can't anymore. It's over. I shall die right here." He dragged me toward a pile of snow from which protruded human shapes, torn blankets. "Leave me," he said. "I can't go on anymore. Have pity on me. I'll wait here until we can go into the showers. You'll come and get me." I could have screamed in anger. To have lived and endured so much, was I going to let my father die now? Now that we would be able to take a good hot shower and lie down? "Father," I howled, "father, get up right now. You will kill yourself." And I grabbed his arm. He continued to moan. "Don't yell, my son. Have pity on your old father. Let me rest here a little. I beg of you. I'm so tired. No more strength." He had become childlike, weak, frightened, vulnerable. "Father," I said, "you cannot stay here." I pointed to the corpses around him. They too had wanted to rest here. "I see, my son, I do see them. Let them sleep. They haven't closed an eye for so long. They're exhausted, exhausted." His voice was tender. I howled into the wind. "They're dead. They will never wake up, never. Do you understand?" This discussion continued for some time. I knew that I was no longer arguing with him, but with death itself, with death that he had already chosen. The sirens began to wail, alert. The lights went out in the entire camp. The guards chased us toward the blocks. In a flash, there was no one left outside. We were only too glad not to have to stay outside any longer in the freezing wind. We let ourselves sink into the floor. The cauldrons at the entrance found no takers. There were several tiers of bunks. To sleep was all that mattered.